Hayem Yem Hei Tishrei, Kitzur Biur Eifen HaBeis, an abridged version of the second explanation for the second path of tshuva. We are continuing to explain what Ibzusha Me'anipoli told us to break down the word tshuva into five letters, which represents five paths of tshuva. So the second letter is Shin, which stands for the posik Shivisi Havaya LeNegdi Somid. I place Havaya in front of me constantly. What is Havaya? The divine name of Havaya, Meira. It shows, it represents Al Ishavus Ho'elom V'Ishavus HaNivroim, the coming into existence, bringing into existence of the entire world and all the creation. Asher Ishavus HaBriya, that the coming into existence of the creation, Kula, the entire creation, V'Chayuso, and its vitality, its energy, its life, Hu B'Derech Ein Areich Ma'ein Liyesh, it comes about in a manner from nothingness, Ex Nihilo, V'Hi Avedas HaTshuva Habo Al Yedei Zeh, and this is the service of tshuva that comes about by way of Asher Tomid LeNegedeinu, that it is constantly in front of his eyes, Inyan HaAvaya, the idea of bringing into existence Shel Ho'olam Umloye, of the world and all that it contains. So the idea here is, since the entire existence of the world came into existence only through the divine name of Havaya, which is a divine name that transcends the worlds, and in that way creates the worlds from nothingness, so you realize how nothing the world is compared to its creator. And this arouses within a person a desire to be close to the creator. And this is tshuva. Tshuva of Ada Vayelekecho. You are returning to the point that the divine name of Havaya, which transcends the worlds, becomes part of your world. It becomes your world because your world is nothing compared to its creator.